It's time for the We Got the Geek survey.
All right, everybody, this is Jay Stu, and welcome to another edition of the We Got the Geek survey. And joining us here today in the studio is very exciting. I have my 7-year-old daughter, Diana.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. Thank you very much for helping us out with the survey this week.
You're welcome.
You've actually come up with some questions.
Yes.
I've said it before. I'm excited when the guests actually make up questions. It makes my job a little bit easier. So, thank you.
Welcome.
And since you're the guest of the survey today, how about you go first with one of your questions?
Okay. Well, I couldn't think of any questions, so I thought of some random ones. So I'm just going to think of random ones. So I'm just going to say my random ones first.
Okay.
What do you like better, couches or chairs?
Couches. You're silly, by the way. What do you prefer?
Couches.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to ask you one of my questions. If you could go into outer space with a cartoon character of your choice for a year, who would you choose and why?
I would choose Jake because Jake could be my space suit.
Jake from Adventure Time?
Yes, that Jake.
That's a good answer. Mm-hmm. I don't know who I would choose. I'd have to think about it. Maybe Batman, because he's smart. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have another question?
What do you like better, pie or cake?
You're silly. Cake. How about you?
I like pie. The only pie that I like better than cake is apple pie.
It's a good kind, and pumpkin's good. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you could be a sidekick to any superhero, who would you pick?
I will be another sidekick to Superman.
Oh. What would your powers be, and do you have a name if you were to be his sidekick?
My powers would just be every power that Superman has, and my name would just be Super Diana.
And would your costume be like Superman's?
Yep.
Red and blue with a cape?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead.
What do you like better, cupcakes or muffins?
Cupcakes?
Cupcakes. Okay.
Which cartoon city would you rather live in? Ponyville or the Land of Ooh from Adventure Time?
The Land of Ooh, because that would be much more exciting than Ponyville.
But what if you had the Ice King trying to catch you all the time?
I would just beat him up.
Oh, okay. Cool. I don't know enough about either of those cities to choose one myself. Do you have another question?
If you could choose only one favorite superhero, who would it be?
One favorite superhero? Mm-hmm. Could you only choose one?
Yep. And, Nova has, like, three guys that, was him, then you would choose one of those guys.
Right.
Yes.
So I could only choose one superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Really?
Mm-mm.
I can't choose two?
Mm-mm.
Can't choose three?
Mm-mm.
Just one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look around the Geek Studio here and see if I can see any action figures. One that comes to mind is probably Blue Beetle, the Ted Kord version. He was the one that had the gadgets and flew around in the big bug and was as smart as Batman.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I would choose... the new Nova in the cartoon.
Oh, Sam from the Ultimate Spider-Man?
Yep.
Who's in his own Marvel comic right now?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. It's a good series, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you could buy a comic where one DC and one Marvel superhero were teaming up, and I know you've just read some of the old crossover classics with Superman and Spider-Man, who from each universe would you like to see team up?
Hmm. Nova and Red Tornado.
Really?
Because they're technically both robots. Technically.
Nova's not a robot, honey.
I know. It would be cool.
And who would you like to see them fighting?
I would like to see them fighting. Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom? Mm-hmm. Off the top of my head, I would like to see Hawkeye and Green Arrow. Because they're both Arrow dudes.
That would be good.
And maybe they could fight Lex Luthor. Oh, no, the Joker. And Galactus. Because that would be a funny villain team up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which universe is better, DC or Marvel?
I like them both, but if I have to pick one, I would say DC. How about you?
DC.
Cool. If you could jump in a DeLorean and go back in time, where would you go to and why?
I would go to when you were born, because then I would take a picture of you being a baby, and then I would bring it back to you so you could have a picture of you being a baby, and then I could take a picture of you, and then I could take that back in time, and then I could show the baby itself when it grows into how old you are.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
That's a lot more interesting of an answer than I would have said. Do you have another question?
No.
You're out of questions?
Yes.
Okay. So you've seen a lot of crossovers of different characters, superheroes, movies, TV, yes. Comics.
And a dream.
What would be your ultimate crossover to read or watch? Like what two guys would you like to see, or two characters would you like to see team up?
Can it be like a whole team?
Sure, go ahead.
It doesn't have to be like superheroes?
No, it could be whoever you want.
Okay. The Powerpuff Girls and the main six on My Little Pony.
Cool. Would it be like every other team up where they have a misunderstanding and fight first and then team up?
Yes.
If you read a lot of team ups, that's how they all start. You get two heroes together. They have a misunderstanding, they fight each other, and then eventually they team up. You read the first Superman and Spider-Man, that's what they did, right? In that first team up they had, the first crossover classic?
Yeah. The first part would be Blossom and Twilight fighting, and then the whole team teams up to fight against Discord.
Is that a pony villain?
That's a pony villain.
Well, would the pony villain be teaming up with a Powerpuff villain?
Hmm.
What was that monkey's name? With the turban on his head. The big Powerpuff villain.
Oh, Mojo.
Mojo. That'd be a cool comic. You should get on that and write that.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool. Are you excited that there's going to be new Powerpuff Girls cartoons and comics?
Yes.
I just read this week that the comics are coming out later this year, and there's going to be a new adventure in it, and then the backup story is going to be a reprint from the old DC series that you used to read.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool. Introduce it to a new generation of fans.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite super team?
Yes.
What's that?
The Justice League.
The Justice League, because there's so many awesome members and
yes.
different people to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay, well, that's all the main questions I have. How about we take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll do the speed lightning round of the Geek Survey. Does that sound cool? All right, let's do a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Diana right after these words.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, Case 2 here from We Got the Geek. Not only am I your favorite podcaster, but I'm also your Scentsy independent consultant. Scentsy offers a safe, wickless alternative to scented candles. We sell ceramic warmers that use a low wattage light bulb to warm our specially formulated wax cubes infused with fragrance. With over 80 scents available, I'm sure you'll find a few favorites. We also offer stuffed animals that have a scent pack included, broom sprays, travel tins for your car or locker, and our new Layers line of fragrance that lets you build a new fragrance wardrobe layer by layer, from your skin to your clothes. Contact me for a catalog, to smell some yummy samples, or to book a party. We're also hiring. Ask me about joining my team. Email me at kstew.wickless@me.com or on my website, kstew.sensi.ca.
All right, welcome back to the second half of the Geek Survey, and I'm lucky enough to be here with my most favorite daughter in the world, Diana.
Hello.
And we did the main question section of the Geek Survey, and we're going to do the speed round. And here's the rules of the speed round, Diana. You don't have to really answer them super fast. I'm going to give you a choice of two things, or just a real easy question to answer. And you'll give us your best answer. There's no wrong answers. Whatever you want to say.
Yay.
All right. So, who would you choose? Batman or Robin?
Robin.
Finn or Jake?
Jake.
Derpy or Rainbow Dash?
Derpy.
Popcorn or chips?
Popcorn.
That's a good answer. Young Justice or Justice League?
Justice League.
Phineas or Ferb?
Ferb.
Plastic Man or Elongated Man?
Plastic Man.
Nice. Super Friends or Spider Friends?
I just have one question.
What's that?
Who are the Spider Friends?
That, well, you watched the cartoon, the old cartoon, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, Spider-Man, Iceman, and Firestar, and they used to yell out, whenever they'd go into battle, remember they would yell out, Spider-Friends, go for it.
Okay, Spider-Friends.
I have a question, though. Why were they the Spider-Friends and not the Ice... You once had, like, a better name for them. I can't remember what you said, though. When I was saying they have to have a better name than the Spider-Friends, you came up with something once. Do you remember what it was?
No.
No? Okay. Better friends, go for it. Maize and hamsters or Zuzu pets?
Maize and hamsters.
Orange pop or cream soda?
Cream soda.
Hulk or the Thing?
The Thing.
Crypto or Ace the Bat Hound?
Crypto.
Nice, that's a good one. Streaky the Super Cat or the Robin Robin?
The Robin Robin.
Now, for those of you that don't know, the Robin Robin was a little Robin bird dressed in the costume of Robin, mask and everything, cape. It was cute.
Mm-hmm.
Finn and Jake or Fiona and Cake?
Fiona and Cake.
Yeah?
Yes.
You like that?
Yes.
Okay. Just a few random questions. What's your favorite comic book these days? You read a lot. You've got
Little Gotham.
Yeah, we read one issue of Little Gotham. It's pretty cute. We should state that you have a big filing cabinet full of comics, and now you have half of a long box full of comics.
Mm-hmm.
So your collection's getting pretty up there.
Yes.
Like, what's some of the stuff you have?
Mm-hmm. Bravest Warriors, Adventure Time, My Little Pony. Can it be old comics too?
Yeah, you name some of your old ones.
Tiny Titans, Superman, Friendly Adventures, Young Justice. That's all that I can remember.
Well, let's not forget the Superhero Squad.
And Superhero Squad.
Yeah.
And the Super Friends.
And the Super Friends. And the one we should reread again, the Supergirl Adventures in the Eighth Grade. Remember that one? Mm. And you also had Billy Batson and the Magic of Shazam. But you're getting to be a pretty good reader. Sometimes we read comics almost every night when we're going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you read them to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really sad. We just read the final issue of Superman Family Adventures yesterday, which was pretty good.
Yes.
Pretty good indeed. Do you have what's your favorite show to watch now?
Adventure Time.
Yeah? We've been getting into watching The Toy Hunter lately.
Yes.
That's the fellow that travels around the country looking for old toys and sometimes finds some good stuff. Ooh. Cool. So by the time this airs, we're going to have gone to Free Comic Book Day and ArtoCon in Burlington. You looking forward to those events? They can't see you. They can't see you on the radio. Oh, Diana, you're awesome. Okay. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No.
No, that's it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for sitting in on the Geek Survey this week. We'll get this up probably next Saturday so the whole world can hear your answers on comics and pie.
Wow.
That's interesting, huh?
Yes.
All right. So on behalf of Diana and myself, thanks for listening. And always remember that we got the geek. See you next time.
Thanks for listening, folks. If you want to hear more, please check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.